Okay. Good morning. This is the Planning and Land Use Committee, and Councilmember Hansen is filling in for Councilmember Taylor. First, we have a discussion and sign code amendments.
Good morning. I'm Haley Miller, Community Development Director. Staff is bringing forward to the Planning and Land Use Committee a discussion item related to the sign code ordinance. And the City Council directed staff during the October 7th meeting to look at a potential inconsistency within the sign code. And it specifically relates to vehicle signage on public property. As the code reads right now, any signs affixed to vehicles or company logos or political signage is not allowed in the City Hall parking lot. And staff has provided the code section that outlines what is allowed in the public right-of-way. And since it doesn't state vehicle signage as it does in other areas of the code, that means that it's silent and that it's technically prohibited. So the city attorney has looked at this with staff and has recommended that we include language to allow vehicle signage in the parking lot. And the reason being is that we have contractors and applicants and members of the public using the parking lot on a daily basis and routine basis. And the signage on the side of their vehicles are technically in violation. So if the city isn't going to actively enforce on this, which the city's not recommending to do, then we should change our sign code to reflect that. And based on the Reed versus Town of Gilbert decision, if the city were to move in the direction to allow vehicle signage, it would include all different types of signs. We're not legally allowed to read the sign and base, you know, the regulation on what the sign states. So this means that it would be political signage or commercial vehicle signage on vehicles that would be allowed. So we've proposed to include language that reflects similar language allowed on private property related to vehicle signs. So adding it in the public right-of-way section, it would state vehicle signs generally, signs on vehicles including trailers provided, however, that such vehicles should not be utilized as parked or stationary outdoor display signs. So basically what that means is it would be allowed to be affixed to a vehicle as long as it's not here 24/7 and treated as a permanent sign. So it would mean they could come here and, you know, be here for a couple hours and leave and isn't permanently located in the parking lot. So that's what staff is proposing. You can help answer any questions if you have them.
The parking lot between the council chambers and the businesses, I used to park there in 2013 when I ran for office. I had signs on my car, which you're telling me was illegal right now. Because I was never called on it because I worked in my shop 8 hours, 12 hours a day, and my car was parked in that parking lot.
The code was not written in order to prevent people from doing that. I think staff's feeling is that the code did not recognize that for some that might be an issue. There is an inconsistency. We're wishing to make it so that we just don't regulate it because we've never regulated it. This does have to go through Planning Commission.
Yeah, so if we're looking for general direction from the committee, it would need to go to Planning Commission and be vetted out through that process and through a zoning text amendment. So this is just basically maintaining the status quo of what we allow and don't enforce on. So it's just fixing the code to continue to allow vehicles to park without being in violation. If we don't make the change, then yes, technically contractors visiting and applicants and consultants would be in violation, but it's not a level of urgency as far as enforcing. But our city attorney believes if we're not going to enforce it, we should allow it explicitly in code.
Isn't there, where does the rules around politicking on public property come into play here? Where do those rules originate, and how does that come into play? Because I know that there have been times where political candidates have been prohibited from handing out their political literature, wearing politically pointed shirts and signs and name tags and that kind of stuff. Where are those laws, and how does that play into this?
My understanding is that's more of the PDC,
right?
Where the city's regulations are intended to be ignorant of politics, where politics distracts from the city's business, generally.
Right.
And so the PDC looks at that. Ours is supposed to be blind to opinion.
I think the attorney that looked at the investigation of the city, Schneider, made it very clear that if there's an advantage to your position as an elected official that's not provided to somebody else, and he used a really simple example, said for the PDC is very clear that if you're an elected official or a candidate to park in a city parking lot, that does not run afoul of the state law. It did run afoul of the city law. However, he made it very clear, if I, as a mayor, or you as a councilman, had a designated parking spot that nobody else gets to have, the mayor's parking spot, council member Bursch's council's parking spot, you cannot use that for your political campaigning, any more than I can use my office for campaigning. So the difference is, if a citizen's allowed to park anywhere and do such and such, so is a candidate.
Rebecca?
Yes.
Greg, politically, the history on that came from that we used to go vote at voting machines, and a lot of times they were in public facilities,
right,
city halls, you know, wherever they could find a space for them, and you'd go in and vote. Well, they didn't want people, you couldn't be on those premises, you couldn't be on the grass or the door, you know, influencing somebody's vote as they walked in. That's the history of it.
So, and that's probably the intent then of the rule for the PDC?
Yeah, okay. I don't think we're ever going to see the polling machines ever come back.
Okay.
So I do have a question about vehicles that affixed to themselves more larger permanent signs, like when the school buses park in public property to advertise that they need school bus drivers. Is that permitted under code? Because it raises implications, because on the side of that bus, or a bus could say, you know, dump Trump or Bernie in 2020 or something like that. And then the same thing with vehicles that decide to park in parking lots or on the streets for long periods of time, just for the purpose of making a messaging statement of some kind. And does the code address that?
It doesn't give a specific amount of time. It just says stationary outdoor display.
So it's stationary, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that in there.
I mean, it doesn't specify a time, but I would think something that's inoperable and just doesn't move ever, and it's a permanent sign to get around it.
And we do have in Chapter 10.08, which is on-street parking, limitations on the amount of time a vehicle can stay parked in one spot.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we ignore the sign. We look at the vehicle, and that's basically, you know, what it's saying. So if there's a vehicle that's been there for more than, I forget if it's 72 hours or 48 hours, that's the trigger, not whether it has a sign or not.
Downtown, it's 2 hours, right? Isn't that the signage? Downtown signage?
Main Street is 2 hours.
That's what the signage says.
Yeah.
But I know that's not enforced.
We tend not to enforce that.
Okay, I'm fine with this.
Okay. I think, you know, this is something that I had been, you know, thinking about, that maybe it's better that the next council handle this. But I think that, you know, we have sign regulations that prohibit signs within the roundabout for safety purposes. Am I correct? Is it spelled out specifically how close and what distance to the edges of the roundabout?
I believe that we took out the explicit language about the distance for roundabout and instead went more towards, you know, disruption of, you know, potential hazard to motorists.
Based on?
The determination of where the sign is placed in relation. You know, you could have a sign that's 6 inches away that blocks motorist vision. You could have a sign that's 6 inches to the right that does not block. So that there is...
I think that we don't want roundabout customers, drivers, to be distracted by messages.
So it's about distraction. I guess what I'm getting at is I think that it might be worthwhile to consider looking at the placement of signs within a certain distance of the intersection and the signage at intersections. I think we've seen a rash of political signs put right up against the stop sign, which you know, on initial blush is like, well, that's got to be illegal, but I don't think that it is. I don't think that our sign regulation deals with that at all. But I wonder if we may want to visit that. I don't know. But I think that, you know, it has, if the intent behind the regulating of signs near the roundabout is for safety, distraction, and those sorts of things, I think that signs that are right up against significant traffic signal signs create the same distraction.
Agreed. And we are permitted to do that because we're not reading the signs.
Right. That's it. So it's not a matter of you know what the purpose of the sign is. It's a matter of where the sign is located. But I think that might be something that the next council would be best to take up. But I don't know if you want to. I don't know if we'd want to have the Planning Commission consider anything along that lines as well.
Yeah, it can.
Since you're going to be reopening up the sign code. Right, rip off the Band-Aid.
Right. Yeah, I can bring it up to them. I think in here we have language that says if it's a hazard or unsafe, it's up to the public works director in a case-by-case situation,
right.
Just because I don't know if there's a hard and fast rule for each intersection since they're also different, so.
Right, and that's where I don't know whether there's any benefit or wisdom to perhaps a little bit more direction there, saying within whatever 5 feet, 10 feet of
maybe could be as simple as 100 feet. I mean, 100 feet from any intersection, roundabout, city sign.
Well, 100 feet though takes away almost every single area where political signs are at right now.
Well, I don't care. I think it needs to be some distance.
Yeah.
Because you are correct. I've never seen signs start almost using city signs as support mechanisms.
Well, that's exactly what they're
seems
doing.
To be kind of a new flair this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can add that to discuss with the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
Well, this is all outside, but political signs, like a t-shirt, is a sign that you were wearing like to council meetings. We're not really addressing the big picture of signs, just where they're located outside.
Mm-hmm. You're probably technically correct. Walking out of that parking lot with a t-shirt probably could be classified as an illegal sign under the existing code.
Right.
And it's certainly such and such a code.
Speaking of which, the city has hired a new code enforcement officer. Mm-hmm. In addition to regulating signs, he'll be doing important things as well, such as looking at life safety issues, compliance, and other things. So he's expected to start later on this year.
Mm-hmm. Tell him who it is.
Yeah, Mike Catrain. He's an officer at the PD, so he's looking to retire there and then start here in December. So we're super excited.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, and the new position will have more interaction with the police department, so I think it'll be a really good opportunity for more communication between all of the departments. Pretty excited.
Okay. Are we good on the signs?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.